Well, the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida is working on developing ecological site descriptions, which is information gathered on the potential of the land to produce a certain kind and amount of vegetation, something that resource conservationist Greg Hendricks says, among other things, should assist producers in their fight against invasive pests.
It would certainly help landowners say, well, on this area, I need to worry about certain kinds of species, but not others.
For example, Hendricks says the ecological site descriptions could come in handy for landowners interested in growing longleaf pine.
That's a common initiative right now. There's a lot of interest in doing that. And ecological site descriptions will really help guide where longleaf pine ought to be and what the density should be. And if they were trying to restore a longleaf pine forest, what are all the other ecological plant species that should be also there, and will they come in naturally, or will we have to introduce them, or are there certain species that may show up that shouldn't be there that we would recognize as not being a part of that particular ecological site, and so that we would, for management changes, to try to control that species in favor of something else.
For more information on ecological site descriptions, contact your local NRCS field office or the state office in Gainesville. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.